I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 545, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Federal prosecutors indict a Las Vegas man for illegally buying hundreds of guns through Utah. Investigators say some of those guns were used in crimes in other states. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, search and rescue crews are still looking for a missing California woman in Zion National Park. Holly Cordier has been missing for more than a week. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, for those headed westbound on I-215 South, belt delays start shortly after Highland Drive. It's all due to an accident right about State Street, now out of traffic on the right shoulder. And heavy delays tonight southbound I-15 South, Salt Lake to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for a cool night, although the sunshine continues. I'm Kevin Eubank.
An hour before sunset, it's 65 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
20 days to the election, President Trump has arrived in Des Moines, Iowa for a campaign rally. Democrat Joe Biden is holding virtual events, including one with Muslim American voters. Millions of Americans have already cast their ballots, with early voting now underway in more than 40 states and the District of Columbia. President Trump says his son Barron is feeling fine despite testing positive for COVID-19. University of Alabama's head football coach Nick Saban is self-isolating now that he's tested positive. The Senate Judiciary Committee has wrapped up 2 days of questioning Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett.
The journey you're about to take is going to be challenging, it's going to be rewarding, and may God bless you in this endeavor.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the committee, telling Barrett that she deserves a unanimous vote, and that's not likely to happen, but GOPs do have the 51 votes that they need to confirm her. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In Depth. Voters across the state are set to receive mail-in ballots any day if you haven't received yours already. Many of those ballots will feature some high-profile races, but depending on where you live, there's bound to be a few things on your ballot you might not be familiar with. Your voice, your vote 2020. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik tells us how you get more information before casting your vote.
Most people are aware that we're in a presidential election year and we're choosing who will ultimately succeed Gary Herbert as the next governor of Utah. But what about, you know, the other stuff?
There are initiatives and referendums, depending on where you live. Once again, all elections are local.
Amelia Powers Gardner, Utah County Clerk Auditor, says don't feel too bad if you're not up to speed on everything when you get your ballot. The good news is that there are resources available to help educate yourself on local issues so you don't have to guess like you would on a middle school math test.
Voter information pamphlets are very easy to find online. For the state, you can go to vote.utah.gov. For each county, you go to your website.
Now, for the sake of simplicity, let's pretend you're a Utah County voter. When you get your ballot, you'll see things like county surveyor, county treasurer, and Proposition Number 9, which deals with a potential change of county government.
Proposition 9 is the opportunity to change from a three-member commission to a executive council or mayor council form of government.
Utah County Commissioner Tanner Ainge says if you vote yes for the proposition, then you are in favor of switching to a part-time council with members elected from 5 different geographic districts with 1 full-time county mayor. Now, with dozens of other amendments and county seats on ballots across the state, it's best to take time to peruse your county's voter information pamphlet or visit vote.utah.gov so you can fill out your ballot with confidence. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Take your time, get it right. You've been listening to the in-depth KSL News Time 549. Still emergency traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Turn up the radio. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are actually starting to see improvements in one emergency traffic spot. That's I-215 South Belt going westbound. Now, you still have slowdowns. That stretch from Highland Drive over to State Street where we had an earlier accident, but speeds are quickly improving. Eastbound I-215 South, we had an accident just before the I-15 junction. That's backed up traffic almost to Redwood Road, but emergency traffic continues southbound I-15. It starts just before 33rd South, continues to Sandy at 90th South, and you've got a mix of heavy and slow, slow and go, and stop and go speeds. Michelle?
Well, we have a crash. This is 33rd South and almost 7th East, just a little bit west of that. Now, if you're on I-15 in Utah County, seeing good speeds there, just minor slowing as you're going from Pleasant Grove Boulevard into Linden. Seeing a little bit of slowdown as well. This is on Pioneer Crossing between I-15 and Redwood Road. Steve?
We have a fresh crash for drivers on northbound 15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City. This is just past the 6 North exit. That's on the right shoulder. Meantime, slowdowns in Davis County for Kaysville drivers up to Layton. And a crash as well in Davis County southbound 1900 West at 5200 South. That's got a right lane closed. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and we have the seven-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, we had a few little scattered showers along the Utah-Idaho border this morning and clouds here in Salt Lake City, but that's all moving off to the east. Tonight, skies will clear, a low of 40 in Salt Lake with a high tomorrow of 60. Mid-60s and sunshine on Friday, low 70s on Saturday, and then upper 60s with partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Next week starts out with upper 60s and sunshine. Chance for some changes moving in by the end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 65 degrees in Salt Lake City. Same in Ogden is 64 in Provo. 90 with sunshine in St. George at 552.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
Not only is fall a great time to camp and take advantage of the cool weather and the fall colors, but it's a great time to save thousands during Paris RV's Season Liquidation Event at both locations, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. All remaining inventory is marked down at season low pricing. So now is the time to buy. Check out these specials at Paris RV. Get the 2021 Bushwhacker 10 for only $12,642. Or $129 a month, zero down. Or back your truck or SUV up to the 2021 Open Range 26 BHS Super Slide Bunkhouse for only $21,995 or $229 a month, zero down. Or maybe the 2021 XLR Boost 37 TSX fits your style. This is a fully loaded fifth wheel toy hauler for only $49,888 or $359 a month, zero down. See dealer for details.
The lowest prices of the year are now at Paris RV.
At Paris RV.
What if you had Whipple Service Champions in your contacts so that when you said, "Hey Siri, call Whipple Service Champions," Whipple Service Champions would come a-running. Or on speed dial, if you're still doing that, so that with just the push of a button, you can get your drains augered, your leaky pipes, drippy faucets, electrical fixtures, furnace, and or AC fixed. Oh, bad news, water heater's leaking. Alexa, call Whipple Service Champions. And you're on the phone with, "For emergencies, when you call today, we come today." The new water heater will already be stocked on the truck and come with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, 10 years parts and labor warranties come with new furnaces and ACs too. Let's program that number into your contacts. 801-444-FAST. 801-444-3278. On your phone spells FAST. The 444s are like 4FAST, like 4FAST service. Clever, huh? Speed dial 801-444-FAST. Hey Google, call Whipple Service Champion.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We're watching Utah's money. Starbucks is promising to increase diversity in its stores. The coffee chain says it plans for its workforce to be 30% minorities by 2025. KSL Drives, we know the starting price for the upcoming Ford Mustang Mach 1. The souped-up muscle car will start at about $53,000. Despite the drop in ratings, the NBA is still doing very well with its jersey patch sponsorships. You know, most teams are paid for those patches on the front, on the chest. It's reported the league took in about $150 million this season. It was a quiet day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 165 points to 28,514. The S&P lost 23. The NASDAQ dropped 95 points. KSL News Time, 5:56. Cougar Tracks now on Utah's legacy, home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
Year two of the Mark Pope era at BYU begins today with practices opening up. This BYU team, which features 10 newcomers, held a 6 a.m. practice this morning, and they'll return to the court this evening for a second session tonight at 6 p.m. These two-a-days are all part of Pope's goal of putting together the best locker room in America.
It really is a key to who we are and what we should do, and here at BYU, the way we recruit, it should be something that we can compete for every year. It should be a staple of what makes us really good. Every program's going to have things that make them really good, and this is something that should make us really good every single year.
Last season, BYU Hoops finished with a 24-8 record and were ranked number 18 in the final AP Top 25 poll. For a full recap of tonight's BYU basketball practice, subscribe to the Cougar Tracks podcast on kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.